Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
I'm with Annette Wysocki, University at Buffalo's Dean for the School of Nursing. Annette, this week is National Nurses Week, where we celebrate nurses for all the work they do. And while it is nice to have this time to honor them, it is also a time to shed some light on an issue that remains prevalent throughout our country, and that is the nursing shortage. Annette, I know this has been an issue going on for several years now, but what have you seen and noticed over the last several years or recently up till now regarding the shortage?
So it's starting to resolve in many places, but there's still a huge need for graduates. And of course, the projected needs nationally are for over 200,000 nurses per year for the next several years. And here in New York State, we have a projected need of about 14,000, and we're graduating about 11,000. So that need continues. And I think that followed on a massive wave of, resignations following the end of the pandemic. And then we also have an aging workforce. So there are a lot of people that have been also aging, although I know some data that was just released by HRSA is also reporting that now following that wave of retirements, there are we're getting ready now in the next wave to have a large proportion of younger nurses actually in the workforce following on that wave. But it is an ongoing concern for everyone nationally.
How frustrating is it for you, not only as a nursing professional, but as an educator, to know that it's not an interest problem, it's a resource problem for those future nurses out there?
No, and that's really true. I mean, one of the things, of course, that's also been really difficult for everyone in on the education side is that there's a national shortage of nursing faculty. And I know the most recent data released by the American Association of Colleges of Nursing shows that we turned away about a little over 90,000 qualified applicants this past year for students into the schools of nursing nationally. And again, that's largely due to the shortage of faculty. And, again, in the faculty ranks, we have a lot of vacancies. We have a situation where people who are on faculty, it's difficult to recruit them because they can make more money as a clinician than they can make on the faculty. So that has also been a real difficulty for us, is trying to recruit the faculty of the future when we can't compete with the salaries. So there's an ongoing projection, and I know data that was also released by a study from, that was published, looking at those retirement, they're expecting about a third of these faculty will also be retiring from between 2016 and 2025. So it's going to continue to be a factor in terms of being to educate the workforce. It's just that we don't have enough faculty to do that.
What are some of the main ways to address this? Does it start with giving better incentive to nursing educators, or are there better ways to address and direct this head on?
Yeah, so I think there are several strategies. I think in terms of students, of course, you know, having scholarships for students, and not only undergraduate students, but considering scholarships for doctoral students or students that are aspiring to be in the faculty ranks, because typically they can't stop working because they're making such a handsome salary. But we also don't have scholarships for doctoral students, and especially if they want to go full time. So typically what happens is that for people that want to aspire to be a faculty member, then they're trying to continue to work and they're trying to continue to go to school to make that possible. But then it really delays or prolongs their path through becoming a faculty member. So sometimes I think just being able to offset that. I think one of the other major factors, especially for many public schools of nursing in many states, not only here in New York, but there's been a protracted, trying to keep tuition costs at a negative way. But actually what's happened over time is the therapeutic regimens that we use clinically have gotten much more complex. The cost to educate nurses and using simulation and doing other things now in the clinical supervision that's required, it means that the tuition probably, there should be a tuition differential for nurses as licensed professional practitioners, much as there's a large tuition differential for medical students and dental students as well, again, just because the cost of educating, you know, healthcare professionals is much higher than it used to be. So that's also been a thing that could be addressed, is to allow for a tuition differentials for professional students in the health professions. That would be another solution. And then, of course, the other thing that we're all needing, too, again, because of these differentials in salary, looking for endowed professor positions or endowed chairs to help us compensate people at levels. Because every time I try to recruit a new faculty member, one of the questions they all say is, but I'm going to have to take a pay cut. How can I come work for you if I'm going to have to take a pay cut? And, you know, that's a large part of our challenge when we don't have any endowed professorships that could help us cover that salary differential. And I think most people understand there might be a pay cut, but too much of a pay cut, then they're not willing to make that change. So I think having some endowed positions in any school of nursing would be enormously helpful.
Are there any messages you wanted to share with the public as, you know, as we do celebrate National Nurses Week this week?
I think that I would say that please thank a nurse and support a school of nursing, and know that we continue to be the most trusted profession, and we really practice patient-centered care and do our utmost to make sure that we take very good care of you so you can return to the life you had before you came to the hospital.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.